Well, I had two ways I was going to. I was, Lord, I'm not sure which way to go tonight. And then I had some help deciding which way to go. So believe it, open your Bible to Psalms 34. Psalms 34. And somebody texted me this afternoon, who really a trusted friend. And when he texted, sometimes when people send you verses, it may be because they're needing agreement or going through something, you know. So I said, are you okay? What's going on? You know, I said, no. I just felt like the Lord wanted me to send this to you. And I think he's wanted not only to put it in practice in my own life, but I think in this season especially, this would be good for us. We need to put every bit of this into practice. Okay. So Psalms 34, little bit of history. I haven't studied it in a long time, but it says a Psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. God gave him a plan. And if I remember it right, I mean, he was in some trouble. David was. He acted crazy. If I remember right, he acted. Okay, you can go. But it was a plan that worked. And sometimes, you know, God will give you a plan, not at all what you expected, you know. But when it worked, here's a psalm from David. So let's read what he said about it. He says, I will bless the Lord when everything is going right. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Just a minute. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my heart. Ah, I see we have actual Bible believers here. Glory to God. See, it's, you know that message of Dave's that I recommended during the conference? I don't remember the title of it now. But in there, he answered that question. A lot of people ask, can I just think the prayer? Even praying in tongues, you know. He says, no. He said, well, you can hear the tongues and you can do that. But he said, the authority is not released until it escapes your mouth. And that's the way God always does in the beginning. You know, how did God do everything? And God said, and it was. And God said, and it was. The Holy Spirit from the beginning of creation works with the spoken word. So that's why David here is correct. He says, his praise shall, it should be in your heart, of course, singing and making melody in your heart. But if you want to release some authority and power, his praise needs to continually be in our mouth. I think that's a good thing for this season. Yes, sir. Thank you for reminding me. He's really good, the Lord. Well, because Pastor Bronk sent a prayer request that's already gone out by Randy onto the intercessors list. But Bronk has a daughter named Davy, D-A-V-I, grown daughter, who years ago had spinal meningitis and got past it and hasn't had it in a long time. But today, all those symptoms came back with a vengeance. So he was asking for prayer. And when we started praying, the verse that came to me was when Satan attacked Jesus in the wilderness. It says he left him until a more opportune time, meaning he's going to circle back around for a counterattack later. I think that's exactly what this is. So let's just all come in agreement. This counterattack is done. It's finished. It's over. This is a vessel of God. This is not an empty house. This is a full house, full of the presence of God. We break your power in Jesus' name. You take your hands off of Davy right now. You leave her. Father, we thank you for the Spirit of God touching her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Spinal meningitis, you go from her. And don't you ever come back in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Aha! I think we may have hit a spiritual nerve. Hallelujah. So I don't know what all, you know, and we're coming into a time closer to revival than we've been before, so we haven't walked this way before. So that might be why the Lord's reinforcing us with this tonight. So let's do it. Just start again. Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. In other words, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. You're not doing it quietly. Other people are hearing you. Okay? And The humble will hear thereof and be glad. Okay. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Now that means get together. Magnify the Lord with me. I thank God for all of you that are coming on prayer days and worship days. Thank God for you. And let's call the rest of them in. Everybody needs to participate in this. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I love it. If we could just get Billy to cheer up, you know what I mean? That's a joke. Okay. We love our Billy. I sought the Lord. That's a good thing. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I got to brag on the Lord a little. The Matthew 6 thing that I did this morning, you could tell the confidence coming out of me. You could tell I'm not just teaching, right? But that come through about 2 or 3 years of, I didn't start out that way. I was afraid. We were both afraid. We didn't know how we was going to pay our bills. That's those days of wondering if we're going to wind up living under a bridge, wearing a gunny sack. And it wasn't fun. It really wasn't fun. But thank God, he gently walks you through it. And you eventually, if you'll stay with it, you come to the place, you lose all fear. It's been so long since bad news, especially when it comes to financial things, just doesn't affect me anymore. You know, our biggest donors, we've had this happen in the past, you know, but our biggest donor, maybe for years. Okay, bye, I'm going to go support over here now. You know, and you're going, our bills didn't change, you know. The electric company does not care that I'm full time, you know. And in the early days, I remember that would affect me. Now, I mean, I'm not playing no more. It just is what it is. I mean, fear is just gone. Fear is just gone. Sometimes I get to thinking, shouldn't I be worried? And it's at the point where my own soul now go, oh, shut up and go to sleep. He's delivered us 1,000 times. He's going to deliver us again. Amen. 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 So, see, and it says, that's what he says. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. That's a great day. That is a great day in the financial realm, in the health realm, in the ministry realm, whatever it is. Whew, delivered me. See, and that's New Testament, 1 John, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Fear has torment. Okay. Verse 5. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. You'll never be ashamed for putting your trust in the Lord. He will never let you down. How many times did Dave lovingly hammer us with, he cannot lie? We have a hard time relating with that because we know we can. We try not to. Can you imagine a being that cannot? We have a hard time relating to that. It's not that he won't lie. He can't lie. We have a hard time. But see, that's exactly why, that's why we have faith. He cannot not do his word. He cannot not. Double negative, but you know what it means. You'll never be ashamed putting your trust in him. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. I've been on this path with melanoma cancer. Been on this path with an incurable heart disease. I've been on this path with, I mean, zero finances from any source whatsoever. On and on and on, the testimonies I can just think of off the top of my head. And I'm here to testify. He has saved me out of all my troubles. Saved me out of all my, and he's going to save me out of the next ones too. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You save us out of all our troubles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the spirit of the Lord here right now. Let's just praise him for a minute. We love you, Lord. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for who you are, Lord. We love you, Lord. You save us out of all our troubles. When we cry to you, you hear us, Lord. You hear us, but you don't just hear us. You save us out of all of our troubles. All of our troubles. Worthy, worthy, worthy of our praise. Your praise will continually be in our mouth. Other people will hear it and they'll be glad. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. There's none like you, Lord. There's none like you, Lord. No one so faithful. No one so powerful. No one who loves us like you. Oh, we love you, Lord. 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 We love you. We praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Now, when you got the angel of the Lord protecting you, I don't think there's much to fear. What's that old deal? My daddy can whoop your daddy. There be more with us than be with him. It is not even a fair fight. It's God versus fallen angels. Come on. Yeah, finger of God. If I cast out devils, boink, by the finger of God. Boink. I like that. Doesn't even take a whole hand. Boink. It's a strange service, but I like it. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Mercy. I think about all of my God-loving Baptist relatives. What would they think? What would they think? Hallelujah. They need to get a dose of the Holy Ghost, you know. And they love the Lord. They really do. There's just so much more for them. I never want to say calm down. I don't want to calm that down, you know. How about verse 8? Every one of these is put on your, every verse you could just put on your mirror, you know, and just every day for a week, just, man. How about this one? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man and woman that trusts in him. Blessed. You put your trust in him, you're going to be blessed. Taste and see. Verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want, and that means lack. There is no lack to them that fear him. Say it with me. There is no lack to them that fear him. I fear you, Lord. I respect you, Lord. I put my trust in you, Lord. Lack is a stranger to me. There is no lack with me.
There is no lack with me.
See, and here's verse 10. This is the verse that he had me say, one of the three verses, 4 hours a day for months and months until it finally registered on my lightning quick brain. The young lions do lack now and suffer hunger. That's I meditated on that for so long. What on God's earth? We call the lion the king of the jungle for a reason. And a young lion in its prime, not an old geezer lion, but a young lion in its prime, those jaws, the teeth, that powerful legs that God gave it. I mean, if God ever equipped any animal to be able to provide for itself, it's a young lion. But see, you can have a drought. You can have a fire on the plains. You could have things outside that lion's control that might cause a famine. And he said, even with all the equipment that God put in that young lion, sometimes they might, for some reason, suffer lack. But they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. And I don't care if it's a famine. I don't care if it's a fire. I don't care if it's a depression. I don't care if it's a recession. I don't care if it's an earthquake, a flood, a tornado. They may knock down that house. My God's got a bunch of houses He can give me. Yeah. Well, I lost my car. He's got more cars. I lost my job. He's got your next job in His garage already, if you know what I mean by that. There's no fear. There's no lack. They that seek the Lord. Are you seeking the Lord? That goes right back to this morning's message, doesn't it? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And an ironclad promise, red letters from the lips of Him that cannot lie. Promise, a guarantee from Almighty God. You seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things that He knows you need, all these things shall be added unto you. That doesn't mean you don't get a job and work. It doesn't mean you don't give. It doesn't mean any of that. What you don't ever do is worry. Don't ever worry. You got a Father. The angel of the Lord is encamped around you. No lack is going to come your way. I don't care what happens. Right in the midst of it, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then you watch what He does. That's where your preaching testimonies come from. That's where you get to go tell what God did. Hallelujah. Verse 11. Come, children. We're here. Hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man, and of course mankind, what man, woman, is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Well, I want all of that, don't you? Many days, want to see good? Well, here's the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. So the first watch is where? On your mouth. Then he says, depart from evil. And we could go right over to that famous verse in Chronicles where it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will heal their land. I may not have quoted it perfectly, but you know it. Same thing here. Just repent. If you're involved in any kind of evil, and that's what the purging that we've been going through, some major stuff, you know, well, anyway. Doesn't matter what, if it's evil, this season, depart from it. Depart from it. So depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. I love the New Testament verse. It says, as far as is possible with you, live at peace with all men. Now, Jesus was not able to live at peace with all men. Pharisees are always trying to kill Him. But as far as was possible with Him, He was dead. All He did was speak the truth in love. And they wanted to kill Him anyway. Well, sometimes they want to do you the same way. But hallelujah. Depart from evil. But okay, if you're involved in anything that's evil, and you've got a nature on the inside, we've all got that conscience. You don't get away with I didn't know it. No. You got a conscience there. And if it keeps dealing with you on something, it's better, where the season we're going into now, better depart from anything. Verse 15. Yes, sir. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. Now, before we go any farther, hold your place there if you got a Bible. What does He mean, the righteous? Now, I'm going to read you something out of the New Testament. This is not out of the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. 1 John. What do you mean by righteousness? See, because we've got there's a half gospel very popular right now that says just trust in Jesus, trust in His blood, and you'll be okay. They leave out the repent part. But Jesus says, repent and believe the gospel. Remember that? So he not only forgave your sins through his blood, but he empowered you to be free from sin. That half of the gospel is not being preached. So people think, well, I'm righteous because I'm put my trust in the blood of Jesus. Are you still living with your girlfriend? Oh, yeah. Still getting drunk every Friday night? Oh, yeah. But I'm the righteousness of God in Christ because I put my trust in him. I'm a righteous person. Oh, really? Let's see what 1 John says about that. 1 John chapter 3. I love how it starts, too. This was already going on when John was still alive. Because he starts off, little children, let no man deceive you. Why is that in there? They were already preaching that trash. They were already preaching it. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that, I'm going to read it again. He that what? Doeth righteousness. Not evilness. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Now I'm going to put in, because in the Greek, everywhere it says something like committeth, in the Greek it means habitually, like a lifestyle. It's not talking about anybody can stumble once and repent and never do it again, okay? Now he's talking about, somebody even today asked me about, well, what if you repent and then you do it again and then you repent and then you do it again and you repent and you do it again till you die? I said, that's not repenting. That's just not repenting. You're sorry for that that it's wrong, but you like doing it so much you keep doing it. But that is not repenting. Okay? I'll let John say it instead of me. I'm going to put in the word habitually because that's really what it, in the Greek, that's what it says. He that habitually commits sin is of the devil. What? He that habitually commits sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Now for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not habitually commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. He cannot habitually sin because he's born of God. In this, now, but you don't, John, please give us some slack here. Verse 10. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness, and that's habitually, is not of God. Boy, how harsh is that? Neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. Wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. And this goes on and on. But the part about over here when he says in Psalms, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. In our dispensation, who is the righteous? If you want to know the truth of it, they're the overcomers of Revelations. They're the overcomers. All these people that say Jesus isn't looking, he doesn't even see your sin. Yes, sir. Let's go to Revelations chapter 3. Let's put that cow to bed. And unto the church of Sardis, unto the angel of the church in Sardis write. Now this is a church. This is written to a church. Quote, quote, Christians. These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and art dead. Dead church. People in it are dead. Verse 2, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. I was dealing with somebody that I greatly love who was trying to repent. And this verse 2, the things that remain, because he was in trouble. And after hearing the 1 John series, he knew he was in trouble. still living with a girlfriend as a Christian, had been for years. He said, well, is it too late for me? And I asked the Lord, I didn't know. I'm not to judge. I can't look on your heart. And what I saw was a TV screen with one pixel flashing. You notice here it says, strengthen the things that remain. The Lord showing me there's still some light there. It's up to you whether it goes out or not. He'll walk with you a long time. Remember what David would tell us? He'll walk through hell with you. With your strongholds, right in your strongholds. As long as you don't start saying it's not sin when it is. And justifying doing it. So be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. That you got a few pixels left. Don't let them die. Better not. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast thy notice, and what? And repent. There we go, all the way back to Chronicles again. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Okay? Repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, now he's in the context of repenting, I will come on thee as a thief. Thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. Now, does this sound to you like the Lord is not looking at their sin? He's looking. See? Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis. He knows the names. Who's living in sin and who's not? He says, you got a few even there. Which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, now he's still talking about repenting. You overcome this. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Now notice, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Meaning there's a danger that if they don't repent, what's going to happen? Your name's going to be blotted out. It's in there. It was in there. So if you'll repent, if you'll overcome. See, that answers the question. What about the guy that does it, repents, does it, repents, does it, repents? Dave used to say it this way. Guy walked the aisle when he was a 10-year-old and did the sinner's prayer, but then he grows up and lives in a, I'm just going to say it the way Dave said, lives in a gay bar in a homosexual relationship and gets shot by a jealous lover for 50 years. Does that guy go to heaven? Dave said no. He didn't believe. He's just looking for fire insurance. You're not a follower of Christ. Never forget John 8:12. Those that follow me shall not walk in darkness, for they shall have the light of life. So verse 5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, he better hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. We're going to go back to the good stuff, back to Psalms 34. We were all shouting earlier, now everybody's all quiet. Somebody needs to hear that. Listen, because in this psalm, it says, depart from evil, doesn't it? Verse 14. You better depart too. Now, I don't care if it's your pastor, if your church is teaching you that you can continue to live in sin, just like the people at Sardis apparently thought so. If they're teaching you can continue to live in sin and make heaven, that is a lie. That gospel is not in the book. It's not in the Bible. It's a half a gospel. You got to repent and believe the gospel. Verse 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. Now we know who the righteous are. You better believe the gospel. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the truth of it is, he did set you free. So what are you doing still in the chains? I'm talking about sin now. I'm as guilty as anybody. Y'all know I smoked for eternity in 3 days. As a Christian, and he walked through hell with me till I finally understood it. Thank God, though once I understood it, I had to repent. My body did not like that one little bit, but I had to anyway. And I'm sure glad that I did. Now I can't believe I ever did it. Stupid thing, most stupid thing I ever did. But anyway, no, I did more stupid things than that. But anyway, that's for another night. Verse 16. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. That's why you don't want to be doing it. The face of the Lord. I'll tell you one thing. I might make enemies in this world. There's one being that I do not want to be my enemy, and that is God. I do not want his face. I'm pretty sure I know who's going to lose that confrontation. Okay? Depart from evil. It's all in context. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. To cut off, you do in the new world, the new heaven, the new earth, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. He says, to cut off the remembrance of them. They won't even be remembered anymore. That new earth where we're going to live, where righteousness dwells, all the evil, there won't be any remembrance of Hitler, Stalin, and all things are going to be new. These people that think they're so powerful, cartels and other things like Stalin, Hitler, those kind, in eternity there won't even be a mention of them. Even the remembrance will be cut off. 17. The righteous, here we go again now, the righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. But who is it that cries? He just got through saying he's against them doing evil. But his righteous ones, the ones that believe the gospel. See, what did Jesus say that day? He walked over here. He said, I want to be believed. I set you free from sin. I want you to believe it and walk free from sin. Okay. Verse 18. The Lord is nigh, that means near. The Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. See, I can't read that now without hearing. I hear it right now in my ears. I hear it. Gary, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. And when you've humbled yourself to the point you don't think you can humble yourself anymore, then humble yourself some more. Listen, his mercy is amazing. Sue and I paid for an abortion before we got saved. I murdered a baby. I paid a hitman, a doctor, to murder an eternal creature, not knowing what I was doing at the time. Stupid to the max. Thought I was helping that girl. But I murdered her. I murdered one of God's kids. I'm still... The more I see the truth, the more my heart is broken over that. But see, there's nothing I can do. Deeds have consequences. You can be forgiven for murder, but that person is still dead. You can be forgiven for abortion. Listen, if you've had an abortion, there's forgiveness. But my heart breaks. Who was I to have a right, think I have the right, to end a life of an innocent child? My heart breaks over that. But that's a good thing. That's what he's talking about. Contrite heart. I need to stay broken over that. Not trust in man's wisdom. Not trust in what I think is best. I need to go with what he says. Amen. But the Lord, if you like that and you grieve, see the second sentence, if I remember right, in the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, blessed are those that mourn. I mourn over that. I won't ever quit, really. But it puts me in remembrance of how wrong I can be when I make a decision apart from his wisdom. Okay, enough of that. Verse 19. How many can testify? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Dave says you're either in a trial, coming out of a trial, or going into your next trial. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of what? Out of them all. See, right now I'm thinking Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You bow or you burn. Our God is able to deliver us from the furnace. But you should know this. Even if he does not, we are not going to bow. We're not going to bow. That made the king so mad he heated that. Let's say it this way. That made the devil so mad. They heated that furnace seven times. The guys throwing the fuel into the furnace, it killed them. Then they put the three Hebrew guys in there. I don't know how they could look in there. They didn't have thick glass like we have today. Somehow they're looking in there though. And they said, didn't we put three men in there? Remember that angel of the Lord thing? Didn't we put three men in there? I see a fourth man. And he looks like he might be the Son of God. Right in your fire. Right when the devil thinks he's got you. There's a fourth man. There is the angel of the Lord around you. And you'll come out without, it says they came out of there without even the smell of smoke on their clothes. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're in for such a time. We're in for such a time. Ooh. Glory to God. Verse 20, he keepeth all his bones and not one of them is broken. We are his bones. Remember in Ephesians, we are bone of his bone. Remember that? None of his bones will be broken. You're one of those bones. 21, evil shall slay the wicked. And they that hate the righteous, boy, there's a lot of them. They that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Thank you for more than that. Thank you for the Word of God. You are the God of these words. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. I think that was good for us. Let's do it one more time. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you and magnify you. You're the God that cannot lie. You deliver us out of all of our troubles. We trust in you, Lord. We trust in you. You cannot lie. You love us, Lord. You camp about us. There's no fear, no lack can come to us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.